I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. Matt, on The Hollywood Breakdown for the last, I don't know, few weeks, we're talking about the fallout from the Harvey Weinstein scandal, allegations, I should say. It doesn't end, and, you know, listeners of a certain vintage might remember this old Tom Lehrer song, "Who's Next, Who's Next, Who's Next?" And I think that's the question people are asking in Hollywood. Most recently, Kevin Spacey has allegedly attempted to assault this underage actor who came, he was underage at the time, this actor who came forward. Jeremy Piven has been just dropped by The Late Show as a guest because of sexual harassment claims against him. And Brett Ratner, who is, you know, a very well-known director and producer with a deal at Warner Brothers, has just vacated the lot, his very, very Tony Diggs on the lot, amid allegations also that he behaved improperly and forced himself on women. And among his accusers is Olivia Munn. And, you know, what I found in my short tenure now on just being almost full time on a sexual predator beat is that whatever you hear at first, there's a very good chance it's going to get worse almost immediately. Like whatever allegation you hear, and you know, Matt, we at The Hollywood Reporter are being contacted by people kind of nonstop with the story about this, a story about that. And, you know, in many cases, these stories can be substantiated.
Yeah, I mean, that's the effort that I think the media is going through right now. And I spoke to Marty Singer, the well-known litigator, earlier this week, and he told me his phone is ringing off the hook of, you know, different clients who are dealing with these claims that have come up or maybe about to come up in the media.
Yeah, let me just note that he represents Brett Ratner, and his defense of Brett Ratner was, I would say, not hugely convincing. And at this point, it's almost like if you're going to Marty Singer, something must be wrong. You know, it's not.
Well, he's done this for a long time, and he has, you know, a very good reputation, but he also tends to represent clients with a serious problem.
Right.
So I think the feeling right now in media and in entertainment, both in New York and LA, is who's next and panic. I mean, I've talked to executives who say, you know, I'm looking at my colleagues and I'm saying, okay, well, is there something I need to worry about here? What am I going to wake up to in the morning? And that's a very strange pall that has kind of been cast over the industry.
Yeah, not just our industry, of course, because we just saw the news head of NPR being resigning under pressure amid a lot of allegations. And people, as we said before, all in various professions. But here in Hollywood, you know, we're going to go through this, I think, for a while. And I have no problem with that because I feel like obviously there's been a problem for a long time and it needs to be addressed. But, you know, then we get to the question of then what? What is the solution?
Yeah, you did a nice roundtable this week for Hollywood Reporter with a bunch of industry women talking about possible solutions. And in the end, it really does come down to more women in positions of power. And I think ultimately that might be the big takeaway from some of these scandals.
Yeah, and also I think there does have to be some structure. You can't report to HR and expect results. The guilds don't have that much power, so something will need to be done. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this has been The Hollywood Breakdown.